Some of them are. Some of them have been gone, haven't got home yet. But you know, if you went somewhere to a meeting that was supposed to be a big meeting, you know, you expected a lot of people to be there. And when you got there, there wasn't anybody there but you and Jesus and a couple of other people. Would it be a disappointment if Jesus was there? If you and Jesus and a couple of other people showed up for the meeting and everybody else went somewhere else, would you say, well, this is not... I was expecting more people. Or would you just say, well, Jesus, I'm here with you. We can have a good time here. I can ask you questions. I can fellowship with you. I don't get distracted by all these other people that are around doing something else, maybe that they shouldn't be doing at the particular time they're doing it. And so you see, a lot of times our worship in the Lord is not caused by our surroundings, but it's caused by what we've got in our heart. And I heard a little song yesterday. I was listening to the message station on Sirius XM. I guess that's what it's called. And I heard a song in Laverne. I think I'd heard it before, but it was the first time I'd heard it. And this girl was singing the song. And I told Laverne, I said, you know, that's got a real good message in it when you listen to what she's saying. And she was talking about coming to the Lord at times with situations going on in your life that you wanted changed and you didn't get them changed immediately. And what that does to a relationship with the Lord. And she said, Lord, help me to get to the point where I want the healer more than the healing. When I want the Savior more than the saving. When I want the provider more than the provision. And I thought, wow, you know, that's the truth. If we'd step up to that level, because when you stop to think about it, I believe that there are even a lot of Christians in the faith and grace and others that think more about what it is they want from God than actually their relationship with God to begin with. As long as He shells out, they're fine. But if it don't come when they think it ought to, some reason or other, they get pouty. They get, I just might as well, you know, this is not working and all that. But when you seek the Savior more than the saving, because if we're only serving God for what we can get out of Him, that's just not a real good thing for a relationship. Because as soon as you don't get what you think you ought to have got from Him, then you're going to get a little bit howdy about it. But God, Jesus Christ, is what we look for. We build our relationship with Him. We love Him. And I looked at Laverne and I said, you know, I don't love you because of what you do for me. I love you because you're you. And I said, I don't believe that you love me because of all that or whatever I do for you. But you love me for who I am. And because it's me. And that's what we've got to see. We've got to raise our sights and get that kind of relationship with the Lord. And see, when you get that kind of relationship with the Lord, stuff going on around you takes second fiddle. You don't focus on the need. You focus on the provider. Not the provision, but the provider. And so there may not be as many people here this morning as we normally have, and then we may have some more to come on in later. We usually have some to get here before we get too far along. But you came here to spend time with the Savior. You came here to spend time with the healer. You came here to spend time with one that loves you enough that He came down here, hung on a cross, and died for you so that He could be with you for eternity, and you could be with Him. And when you look at that, you know, the ones that aren't here this morning, they're going to be all right. They'll be back. Most of them, anyway. And so, just focus on the Lord. And I want to say one other thing before going further. And this amazes me, and I don't understand it, but I think the devil's had a hand in it. You know, when we got our mortgage paid off, we celebrated being with no mortgage. And up until that point, we had gone, and there was money in the bank from week to the next and week to the next. And you know, now that we got our mortgage paid off, we're just barely getting from one week to the next. Now, there's something not right about that. And so it's either that we've stopped believing, we've stopped expecting, we figure, oh, now the mortgage is paid, we don't have to believe God for all this money. But we got things we want to do around here, and so far, I mean, you know, I know it's only been May, June, and then this much into July, but we haven't accumulated anything, and we haven't had to pay the mortgage. And we need to just start trusting God that this is going to come in, and you need to do your part and encourage other people to do their part. And you know, I don't see anything much that's changed as far as the attendance, as far as the people. But we just need to just trust God. You need to believe for God to prosper you. And so you can give. Testimony, Laverne and I got some... Well, when we went down to Tennessee, they just asked us to share that morning. Asked us if we would do that, and we said, yeah, we're going to do that. So that's all we were expecting. We went down there. Well, they gave us the service after praise and worship to turn the service over to us. Well, she shared some of the things that we went through when I died and how God was with us, and I preached a little shorter message of that one I preached when I was the last time I preached here about we would see Jesus. And we had a really good service, and when we got ready to leave, the pastor came and he said, here, we want you to have this. And he gave us a check. And it more than paid our expenses down there. And when we got back home, we had the opportunity to give more, because God blessed us. And then it happened again this week. And so we were able this morning to give more than we normally do. So don't just shut down on yourself. Trust God to bring you through, to give you something unexpected. And when He does, be faithful with it. And if you're faithful with what you have, He said He'd give you more. Amen? So, we're going to just get into God's presence this morning. I want you to enjoy your time with the Lord this morning.
Amen. I want to say, first of all, that Miss Phyllis has got a really good sale going on in the bookstore. And if you go back there and look at the books, who knows what kind of bargain she might give you. Because we would rather have that the books and the Word were in your house and in your hands rather than laying back there on the table or in the bookstore. Because we want to eventually sell the books. They're marked way down. If there's somebody, you see a book and you think somebody, you know, that would enjoy reading them, they're really marked way down. So you see Miss Phyllis, and she'll give you a good deal, because we just want to give them to somebody that will read them, okay? And I want to read this scripture. Why don't you stand this morning? And I want to read this word. It was one of my morning readings that I had. And it's out of the Message Bible. It's James 1:21. And it says, post this at all the intersections. So when I read that, I'm thinking, uh-oh, I need to put this sign up. And it says, post this at all the intersections, dear friends. And then it says, lead with your ears. How do you lead with your ears? Spirit. Listen to the leading. So you lead with your ears and then follow up with your tongue. So how do I do that? I listen to what he says and I speak what his word says, right? And then it says, and let anger straggle along in the rear. In other words, the very last thing that should be on your plate is to allow anger to come in. And then it says, God's righteousness doesn't grow from human anger. So throw all the spoiled virtue and the cancerous evil in the garbage. And in simple humility, now this is key, let our gardener, God, landscape you with the word, making a salvation garden of your life. I want to be a landscape that God has planted his word in every area of my life. I want to lead by my ear, and I want to let it follow through with what comes out of my mouth. Amen? And let this morning, let the word, it may be in a song, it may be in a thought you might have, it may be in a testimony somebody might give, but this morning, let the word of God take first place in your life. Throw away all distractions, because that's all the world wants to give us this morning. And there's lots of things that we could think about that would try to distract us. But we're here. We're gathered together. So let's just praise the Lord. Just lift your hands and begin to worship and to honor him this morning. Father God, we love you so much. We magnify you so much. Lord, all the things that would try to distract and take away. But our thoughts are on you, Father God. As you plant that word into our lives today, and it's going to bloom. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you the glory and all the honor. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. If my God is with me, come on, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go. Will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with the heart that holds on. troubles, but until that day comes, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. We're singing, oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. He never lets go, amen. We're singing, oh no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go, every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, oh. Never let go of me. You never let go of me, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we got to go visit and minister to Curtis yesterday. It took him back to the Somerset. That's Becky's fiance. He got a negative report, bad report, but we got to go in and see him, and he is just basking in the grace of God. The light in his eyes on understanding about the salvation of the Lord and the grace that he's provided, and we had a beautiful visit, and I thought, oh God, help us just to be as he and be as a child and just consuming that grace and that love that you got for us. Father God, we thank you so much for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Jesus. As we praise you today, Lord, oh, we magnify you, Jesus. Lord, I give all the praise to you, all the glory and honor too, for all the things you say and do through me. Lord, I give all the praise to you, all the glory and honor too, for all the things you say and do through me. Lord, don't ever leave of what the church is all about. In a world that's filled with doubt, I believe. Lord, don't ever leave me out of what the church is all about. In a world that's filled with doubt, I believe. The time is here. The time is now, come on, for the lightning and bright cloud. So we ask, we cry aloud, send the rain. The time is here, the time is now, for the lightning and bright cloud. So we ask, we cry aloud, send the rain. Begin to fall. When the enemy comes at you, and it's just like he's the wet blanket, like the oppressive heat. And the Lord says, we're always going to need a fresh rain of the Holy Spirit to come and just clear the cobwebs and clear the atmosphere. So this morning, as we praise Him and worship Him, just see that happening in your life. Just a freshness and a newness, like Curtis had when he was just basking in the glory of the Lord. Lord, I give all the praise to you. Come on. All the glory and honor to you for all the things you say and do through me. Lord, I give all the praise to you. All the glory and honor to you. Come on. For all the things you say and do. Church is all, and I'm not talking about a building, in a world that's filled with doubt, I believe. Lord, don't ever leave me out of what the church is all about. In a world that's filled with doubt, I believe. And you know, I got to go back here just a minute, because we have a good testimony. I knew you knew I was coming over here, didn't you? Come on, everybody needs, they may already know, they need to hear you sing.
Well, I guess two became one, so I can speak for both of us, I guess. But we went back to Texas this week for Bradley's report and checkup, and they said everything's the same, nothing has changed. That's not what they were anticipating, so it was kind of comical. The doctor came in and just sat and looked at him. I think he had to see it for his own eyes. And so he said, well, we'll see you back in 3 months. He said, there's some new testing we may do. But he said, you're doing great. So,
glory to God. You know, and I happened to see Brad. We were talking out at the, wherever we saw you yesterday, dollar store. I guess that's where we were. Anyway, and I told him, he said, well, they did a, going to do some kind of blood test or something like that. And I said, you know what? Because of the power of the blood of Jesus, they're going to get in there, they're going to see the Holy Ghost in your blood. That's all I can tell you that it is. Because as a testimony to what God has done. Now, I know Brad went through some chemo, some harsh chemo. And I know there were some times in his body that he could feel that stuff. But I tell you what, he never looked sick a day in his life. And that is the power of God. That is the power of God's protection. Amen. And everything. And that in itself is a testimony. But we know what the Holy Ghost has done. Lord, don't ever leave me out. Come on, church. Of what the church is all about. In a world that's filled with doubt. What do you do? I believe. Lord, don't ever leave me out of what the church is all about. We're that church. In a world that's filled with doubt, I believe.
The time is here, the time is now.
For what?
For the lightning and bright cloud. So we ask, we cry aloud, send the rain. The time is here, the time is now. For the lightning and bright cloud. So we ask, we cry aloud, send the rain.
Freshness of a Holy Ghost atmosphere in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise you, Father. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, Father God, that you rain down. And let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise. Hallelujah. Let your mercy rain. Remember? No, I don't. We did it Wednesday night. God, you have. That's okay. She just went somewhere else for a minute. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on. Praise God. We're missing a lot of our team today, but you know we don't let that stop us here. We came to praise God, didn't we? Hallelujah. I remember, I think it's somebody's favorite song.
God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with a song of praise to sing.
What happened?
You reached down and lifted us up. You came a-running looking for us.
Come on.
And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy. Hearted with a song of praise to sing.
So what'd he do?
You reached down and lifted us up.
And he came running for me.
He came a-running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond.
Amen. Thank you, Father God. We just magnify and praise you, Father, for what a beautiful person you are. What a beautiful name, the name of Jesus, as we continue this worship, Lord, worshiping you today.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Need a drink. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, church, as we worship him.
Hallelujah.
While she's getting ready to start that, you may be seated. We're going to take up the offering. I forgot about that, but since Pastor said we need to give, don't we?
Amen.
But I thank you for your faithfulness.
Amen.
So my ushers come forward and
no matter how much you give, it's not going to be.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You know, another devotion I read this week. Jerry will ask me sometime, well, what was in the bulletin? I said, I don't know. I've read so much stuff since then. I've had so many devotions and Bible readings. I don't know. But it talked about the scripture that said that on the head of the righteous there is prosperity. That's not, anyway. But the fact is that because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, I can believe him to take care of me. You know, and because he is, I'm looking to him and for not what he does for me. It just automatically is mine. Father, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for blessing your people.
Hallelujah.
For meeting the needs in their lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we love you today, Father. And we give because we want to give. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, in the book of James, and I want to just say this, in the book of James, and James is writing to the church, he makes this statement. He said, show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Now, the emphasis there is still on faith.
Amen.
What you believe will affect your life.
Amen.
And he said, if you're talking about walking in faith, but I don't see anything that looks like faith, then what are you doing? But he said, if I really have faith in something, I will walk. My works will show where my faith is. Now, your faith isn't built up by your works. Your works are built up by your faith.
Amen.
That's why it's so important.
Amen.
That you believe the right
Amen.
Thing before, and you put the emphasis on that before you put the emphasis on doing the right thing. If you don't believe the right thing, you can't do the right thing. But when you believe the right thing strong enough, you'll walk in it. It'll change your life. Grace is not just the forgiveness of your sins. Grace is the power of God that changes your life from a person that's got their eyes on the world to a person that's got their eyes on Jesus, from a person that takes in account everything in the world and just looks at all that's going on, to a person that just sees Jesus and all that he's done for him, and he wants his life to reflect what he knows God has made of him. You know, there's a scripture that said, I was young, now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And you know, a lot of people will quote that and they'll stand on that to have their needs met, but at the same time, they're not sure whether they're righteous or not.
Amen.
And if you don't know that you're righteous, how can you stand on the promise that says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken
Amen.
Nor the seed begging bread?
That's right.
I'm not righteous because I live perfectly, because I walk perfectly. I am righteous because my relationship with God through Jesus Christ has given me his righteousness. And I have to see that in my life and say that I am righteous. And when I realize that I have been made righteous, then I realize that I can live like a righteous person, not a perfectly performing person. Because you still have your flesh to deal with as long as you're walking around on this planet. But when you see that you are righteous, then you will, and that's where that comes back to James, show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. I'm not working and I'm not living the way I'm living to try to earn something from God. I'm living the way I'm living because in Ephesians chapter 2, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, but the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. The good works doesn't get us in Christ Jesus, But being in Christ Jesus brings out the good work. I'm sorry, Sister Shirley, I didn't mean to preach
here. Oh, that reminds me. Next Sunday evening, Clifton and Jerry Coulter are going to be with us. But let me tell you, they're not going to be here. We're doing a special summer gospel service up there by Mimi's. It's going to be outside about 5 o'clock my time. Bring your lawn chair.
If the weather cooperates.
If the weather. Call me if you're concerned about the weather, and I'll tell you whether we're going to do it. But if it's pretty. And going to be music. We're going to sing. We're going to praise God. And Clifton and Jerry are going to share. Cody, their son, he just got delivered from prison. He's a brand new man. He's been a brand new man. But now he's out writing songs and sharing his testimony. So if you know of somebody that just needs to hear some good news and to see what God will do for you, you need to come Sunday night, amen, and listen to what God is doing.
Amen. And then you can even get you a saved
eye. But also, if you're going to be there, Cardo and them are going to need some help just getting the PA system up there. So if you can let him know that you can help carry a few things up there, certainly would appreciate it. So you can let Pastor Jerry know or give Ricardo a call, because we'll need help just carrying, we're not taking everything, but we need a few things, and it just helps to have some help. Amen. All right, Kenzie.
The name of powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a you had no rival. You had no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise and worship team. Pastor Shirley, the service is yours.